Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masachet Chulin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, we have just mentioned about Chizkiah not being an expert in chickens and about their lungs. Rav Huna Amar Rav Shmutat Yerech Ba'Of Kshera. If the leg is pulled out of the chicken, it's Kshera, unlike what we saw earlier. Rav Huna the Rav Huna. V'har Abanan the Atum Badita Amru. Rav Yehuda Mishmei the Rav Amar Shmutat Yerech Ba'Of Trefa. But the rabbis who came from Pumbadita quoted Rav Yehuda, who was the Rav in Pumbadita and was Rav's very close Talmid, is quoting Rav as saying it's a Trefa. Amale Bri Nahara Nahara Pashte. Every river goes in its own direction. What it means here, is, according to Rashi, is that when Rav was in Pumbadita, he passed and according to the custom of Pumbadita, which is Trefa, but his own position was that it really is a Ksherat. Azar Rabbi Abba, Ashka Chel Rav Yimre Bar Abba, the Kabadik Batsoma Tagidin. He was checking where all of the sinews come together, the ligaments come together to hold the leg in to see if they're not torn. It's a kshera. And I'm under the markule high. Why check? It's kasher. I know the brightness is beimashinech techura gleha. If an animal's legs were cut, minar kuval lemata kshera, minar kuval lemala psula. Remember, this was the first of our additions to the first Mishnah. If it's above the knee, it's psula. V'chein shintal tzoma tagidin. But in addition to that, is if the matrix of the ligaments are gone, then it's a trefa. V'yam rav hala v'chein ba'of. And Rav himself said the same thing applies to an oaf. So even if Rav, yachik asher rav adarav, so Rav seems to be at odds with himself. The answer, ishtik, he didn't have an answer. Amale dilma shani la ben shmuta l'chatucha. Maybe Rav distinguishes between something which was deliberately cut out, in which case it would be kasher, as opposed to something where it was pulled out. Amale v'ad mefarshet shmate de Rav. You figure that out on your own. Beferush amar Rav said shmuta kasher chatucha psula. If it fell out on its own, if it's coming out on its own, it's kasher. If it was cut out, then it's psula. And this is something that Ravashi later echoes, that trefot really are comparable one to another. Different parts of the body work different ways, so sometimes you'll cut something out, but if it comes out on its own, then it's still able to live. Kisalik Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Abba made Aliyash, Kachel Rabbi Zera, Diyati Vakamar. He heard Rav Zera teaching, Amar Vuna Amar Rav. So now he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he heard Rav Zera teaching something in the name of Rav from Bavel. Shmutat Yerech Ba'of Trefa. Now that is the way that Rav Yehuda reported it. Sometime between when you made Aliyah and now, I had time to go back and I checked with Rav Huna, Ushilna, and I asked him. He reported the opposite, that it's kasher, just as we had earlier. I saw the same case, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba checking with the Gidinar. And I asked him, why are you checking after all? Rav said it's kshira. And I said to him, he's reporting everything we just heard. Hagigash Rav to Rav, Ishtik, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba was quiet, Va'akshile, and I asked him, maybe Rav distinguishes between something that comes out on its own and it's cut out. You explaining that? Rav said that explicitly. In other words, he was reminded that Rav had made that distinction. So then he turns to Rav Zera and says, what's your explanation? Which is like Rav Yehuda's report. So we now have two reports in Rav's name, that if the leg is gone, if the leg of the bird is gone, it's a trefa. V'chem Rav Yaakov Ra'idi Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said the same thing. Shmutat Yerech Ba'of Trefa. V'yam Rav Yaakov Ra'idi Yomalei Haver Rav Yochanan Ba'atra Da'oru Ba'chavrat Al Hetera. Had Rav Yochanan not been in the place where everybody else was instructing that such a thing was mutter, lo pirches, he would not have hesitated in this case. The Amar of Chanim Rabbi Shmutat Yerech Ba'of Kshira, because Rabbi instructed that it's Kshira. So Rav Yochanan, had he been in a place where they didn't have such a psak, he would have been very quick to paskin. But that was his opinion. Tanigola told Rabbi Chanina, so Rabbi Chanina reported this in Rabbi's name, had exactly this case. He had a chicken, Shinishmatayarech Shala, the leg came out, And Rebbe was matir it. He salted it and he held it up and said, "Zehi tirli Rebbe, zehi tirli Rebbe." He was showing it. Rebbe said, "This is mutter." So everything that we've just discussed, all these different reports, halacha does not follow that. Rabbi Yossi ben Nehorayit, Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi's psak kederat kaneh bechama. If a trachea is punctured, is in a hole in it, how much of a hole is a problem if it's opened up kind of like a window? Amarlo mishnah shlema shaninu ad kisari talki. It's explicit up until the coin of an isari talki, which we had in the earlier mishnah. Well, Rachel achat ita b'shchunatenu shenigdar kaneshala. We had a U, and that's exactly what happened. And evidently, it was bigger. Vasula krumin shal kaneh. They made some sort of like a tracheostomy for her. Vachaita, and she lived. Amarlo ve'aldat sanach. You're relying on that one case. Valo halacha rovachav Yisrael shvutat yerech ba'of trefa. That doesn't mean anything, because we all know that Shmutat Yerech is Trefa, so that seems to be supporting the Halacha as Trefa. So going to tell Rabbi Shimon Lechalafta Shmutat Yerech Shela, we have a story about a chicken that had its leg, Shimon Lechalafta's chicken had its leg come out. Vasula Shfofer Chalkana, they made a little, like a fake leg out of reed. Vachaita. So what's the answer? Within the first 12 months, it might be alive. The fact that you made some sort of a fix for it and kept it alive longer doesn't mean it's not a trefa. So the same thing with the trachea of that U. Amur, which means now the psak seems to be shmutat yerech pof is trefa. And now a little bit of a story about Rav Shimon Chalafta. Shaskan midvarim haya. He was investigating things. Vayahu said davar lo tzimi libosu Rabbi Yehuda. He wanted to disprove Rabbi Yehuda's position. Rabbi Yehuda omer im nitlaha nutsa psula. Rabbi Yehuda said that if the feather on the inside is gone, it's a trefa. That's in our Mishnah. V'tanigola talu Rabbi Shimon Chalafta shnitlaha nutsa shalai. He had a chicken where that's exactly what happened. V'nicha betanur. He left it in a warm place. V'tala aleha matlit shel tarsim. He put some sort of a wrap on it. V'gila kanafayim acharonim yoter min harishonim. He had more feathers now that grew because he kept them in a warm incubated place than he originally had, to try to prove to Rabbi Yehuda that such a situation the animal could live and even thrive. V'dilukas Rabbi Yehuda treifa mishabachat. But remember, at the beginning of our parak, we had a machloket whether treifa chaya or treifa meta, whether treifa by definition is something that's going to die or could live. We now have a third possibility: the treifa mishabachat. A treifa could even improve. Nonetheless, it's a treifa. So imken v'midi demitrefa bahi gedila knafay machronim yotem nishonim. Even if you held that a treifa mishabachat, it couldn't be that the particular item that made it a treifa would get better, that the wings would grow stronger and the feathers would fill in. Okay, so that really did seem to disprove Rabbi Yehuda's position. Now, my askam midvarim, why was Rabbi Shimon Chalafta called an investigator? Shoshaya dichtiv, we have a pasuk, three psukim in a row, in Mishle, the famous lesson of the ant. Lech el nimala atzel, re'ed racheha v'chacham. Go, O lazy person, to the ant, see how she behaves, become wiser. She'en lakatsin shoter u'moshel, she has no ruler. Tachin lakaitz lachma, and she nonetheless prepares her food in the summer. In other words, she works hard even without any sort of a boss. You shouldn't need someone on top of you to get you doing your work. Amar Ezel Echse Ivadaihu Delehu Malka. I want to go see if what Mishle says that she has no ruler is really true. Azabat Kufatamuzi went to an anthill in the middle of the summer. Parse the glume akina de shum shmeni. He put his garment over a stick there. Nafak atachad minayu. So it looked like there was shades. One of the ants came out. Atnach be simana. Put a little siman there. Al amaluhu nafaltule. He came and told the rest of the ants, there's a shade. Nafaku vatu. They all came out. Then Rabbi Shimon Chalafta took his garment away, and suddenly it was sunny. Naflu alei v'katle. They went and killed the ant that had evidently reported that it was, because they felt this ant was tricking them, saying it's shady, come on out, and they all were getting burned up, so they killed it. He said, aha, I see it's right that they don't have a ruler. Why? Wouldn't they need to go and get permission of the king to go kill this guy? So, interesting notion. Who said? Maybe the king was one of the attackers. Maybe they did get permission. Maybe they were in between kings. We all know from the end of Shoftim that when there are no kings, there's anarchy. So maybe they're between kings. That doesn't mean they don't have kings in general. You have to rely on Shlomo's wisdom and Shlomo's knowledge. He said they have no kings. They have no kings. We can't test it. That's what he said. Amavuna, back to our rules about treifa. Siman the treifa yud bet chodesh. 12 months proves that something's a treifa. If it can live 12 months, it's not a treifa. Meitave, watch the siman the treifa, kol she'ena you'll let it. A treifa can't give birth. That's how you know it's a treifa. So, of course, that doesn't solve for males. Shemin gamliel omer m'shabachat v'holachat m'yadua shik she'ra. He disagrees with the proposal that we raised earlier. He says that if the animal gets better, improves, then you know it's not, it's a ksheira. If it starts to go down in its health, then miyadushi treifa, it's a treifa. Meaning if something happened that would cause us to think it might be a treifa, and then you see it getting worse, then it's a treifa. Otherwise, just a musukenet, perhaps. Rebbe omer siman the treifa shloshim yom. Rebbe says it's 30 days. If it lives 30 days, it's not a treifa. Animals live 2-3 years while all wounded. The answer is Tanoi. It's a machloka Tanaim about the definition of treifa. Tanya, this is now about Tumat Ohel. Again, if you have a body that has a skull, and the skull has one long hole in it, how much is going to make it not a skull anymore? It's not Matamib Ohel. Even if it has a bunch of holes, you count the holes together, and if it's the size of a drill bit, then a drill hole, then it is already not a gulgolet. All right, so now continue. Rabbi Yosef and Shulam Aseb, Imbul Be'achad Shifchata Gulgalto. We have a case in the town of Imbul, where there was a guy whose skull was lessened. V'asulo Hiduk Shokuriya V'chaya. They made some sort of, it's machlok at what this chiduk shokiriya, was it made out of a dalad, was it made out of some sort of a peg? They made him a stint of some sort, and he actually lived, which means that doesn't mean you're a dead person. Amar Shem Ben Elazar, Misham Raya, you can't bring proof from there. Yimota Chamaya, that was summer. Kevan Shavalav, Yimota Tzina, the minute it got cold, Miad Meit, he died. In other words, they kept him, propped him up, some sort of artificial, life-giving, life-saving technique, but the minute that it would get cold, he died. Racha by Yaakov. So that, in other words, there's a machloket here whether or not seeing that something lives for a certain amount of time indicates on a treifa, or perhaps you have to wait for the right season, and then if it lives through that. Racha by Yaakov, alacha, treifa yoledet u'mishabachat. Alacha is that a treifa could even give birth and could even improve, which means you prove nothing by the fact that it gave birth or anything else. So now watch this. Amar meimar, hani beid a treifa. If you have a treifa that lays eggs, Shichla kama, the first bunch of eggs, asira. After it got tarfed, as it were, the eggs are asira because they're all the product of a treifa. They're called treifot. Mikan va'elach ha'veleiz evezegorim. Any eggs that it lays afterwards, which, based on what we just said, you'll let it to mishabachat, are mutter because it's caused by the rooster and by the hen. Umutar. Eitav Rashi, Lamema, watch this challenge of in Beitzat Trefa Shasura. We'll see who it is. It's Rabbi Eliezer and Bishu a little later on. They'd agree that a Beitzat Trefa is Asura. Neshigdalabi Gadlabi Isur. Because it grew up in Isur, meaning it was raised and incubated in a Trefa. So the answer is Hatam et Asafna Miara. That's a case where it somehow got fertilized from the ground. In other words, without rooster. Asexual reproduction. Velishna Bishikla Kama. Why didn't he just answer that was talking about the first bunch? So in ken gadla gamra mi baile, then it shouldn't have said gadla bi isur, it should have said gamra bi isur. Alahadit nan vlad trefa. Here we go. Here's the shavin again. We have the following mishnah. Vlad trefa lozo mer lo yikrav li gabe mizbeach. If an animal is a trefa and then it gave birth, Lozo says that the child is psula mukdashin. Rabbi Shua mer yikrav li, he says it may. Michael Palgi, what's the machloket? B'shenitra fal vasof ibra. That's only if it first became a treifa and then became pregnant. Rabbi Eliezer savaz zevazegorim. Rabbi Eliezer says, even though it's zevazegorim because there was the male that inseminated it, nonetheless asur. Shua savaz zevazegorim mutar. So why don't they disagree about regular people eating it, not about korbanot? The answer is to show you that Rabbi Shua is so committed that this is not a treifa. You could even bring it as a korban. So why don't you show the opposite? Show the machloket about regular people being able to eat it. course, that wouldn't tell you anything about korbanot, but about regular people being able to eat it, and to show you that Rabbi Wozzer's opinion that even that is asur, the answer is koach hatera difle. We want to show the koach hatera. We want to show how far the matir is willing to go. Modim mitzatrefash asura. This is the quote we had earlier. Shavin, it's modim that they agree that the egg, not the baby, but the egg, meaning if it's an oaf, the egg is asur. And that, we say, but a safta miara. That has to be safta miara, meaning when it was asexually reproduced, the chad gorim hu. It's only one cause. Because otherwise, based on our analysis, they should disagree also about eggs, because there was a gorim. Now, Rav Acha, savalak Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who said, the halacha is that a trefa could even give birth, so he accepts that. He taught a maimar the way we just had it. Ravina, on the other hand, he doesn't accept that a trefa gets better and gives birth, and therefore this entire machloket has to be read differently. He taught it as follows. Amar Meimar, meaning he taught what Meimar said as follows. Hani bei the suffic trefa. If you have eggs of a suffic trefa, the shichla kama mashinan lohu. What do you do with the first batch? You let them wait. A hadra vatana, if the bird has more eggs than shayan, these are shayan because it proves it's not a trefa, because trefa can't give birth. Ve'ilo asiran. Eitra Rashi Lamein, Marat Ravashi then challenged now in this version the other way, you know, din bebeit sa trefa shasur. The Rabbi Lazar and Yeshua agree that the eggs of a trefa asur, neshagadla be'isur, malehadim and shikh lakama. That's talking about the first batch. Because if it has another batch, not a trefa. Imken gadla gamra mi ba'ile. So then we're going to use a proof that we had earlier now as a challenge. It should have said gamra, not gadla, because we're talking about the first batch. Tani gamra? That's right. I have the version that says gamra, not gadla. Elahadinan vlad trefa lozor melo yukav gamizbech v'shu amari krav v'maikam ipalgis. Now, according to this version of Ravina, what's the machloker of Lozor and Yeshua about bringing a trefa to the mizbeach? The answer is kshiibra l'sof nitrefa, only when it was first pregnant, then it became a trefa. V'savar ubayarechim ohu, because he holds, and now it's a whole different machloket, that the fetus is part of the mother, and therefore it's a trefa. Yeshua savar ubar lav yarechim ohu. He says, no, it's an independent being. And this is machloket in kinyonim and in other issues. Again, why do they have the machloket about korbanot? Let them have the machloket about trefot. Same answer. They agree that if you have a beitzat trefa, it's asur, but a shichla kama, that's only talking about the first bunch. My time agufahi. And now that's not a suffix trefa, that's a vade trefa. And because it's part of the animal. That they'll agree. Whether ubar is separate is one thing, but beitzah is certainly part of the animal. V'hilchata, what's the halacha? Bezachar, because we can't do any of this testing with a male. Kol shnei masar chodesh, if it lives 12 months, not a trefa. B'nekeva, kol shnei yoledet. If it's a female, say if she lives 12 months, fine. But if she doesn't give birth in a normal state, that would also indicate she's a trefa. Okay. Meaning, if she does give birth, we don't have to wait 12 months, she's good to go. Ravuna, kol bria she'in bo etzem. Interesting statement. He says, any creature that doesn't have a bone or something to support it, enim mitkamim b'ben chodesh. It can't live for 12 months. What's the implication? Interesting implication. Papa shramin amin ravuna, hadam ha-shmuel. So this halach of shmuel, which is kishut shitliya bi'ibeha asura. If you have a plant, kishut, that has got worms in it, while it was still in the ground, then it is asur, the worms. Hani, therefore, based on Rav Huna's statement about the bone, and can't live for 12 months, Hani tamri dechada levata treisi yarchi shata shayin. If you have dates inside of a planter, inside of a pot, and they are there for 12 months, afterwards you could eat them, you don't have to worry, because any worms that might be there could not be there from the time that it was in the ground, which is the only worms that would be asur. And therefore, you don't have to worry about them. That's his psak. Amarav, late baka bar yoma. He's made a comment. He said there is no such thing as mosquito that lives more than a day. Valet didva bachata. And you don't have a fly that lives more than a year. And just statements about how long these things live. So commenting or tangent off of the issue of the worms. But we have a common adage. Shave shani imra bakta mavaka. For 7 years, the mosquito is rebelling against her mate. Why? To Amrele, it's a whole story. Chazita the Varma Choza the Sacha Maya. I saw that there was a man out there who was swimming. Vasalik v'ichach pistinin and got wrapped up in his towel. Votivat aliyu matzat mine, and you went and you squeezed out blood from him. Vlohodatal, and you didn't tell me. You know that you had a good meal off this guy, and you didn't tell me. And for 7 years she was mad at her husband, which means mosquitoes live more than a day. So we have another adage. Shitin mani parzal atalale the baka bakurna say that the mosquito carries 60 manea of iron on his stinger. And the point is, this is a very sharp stinger. Miika iu gufi kamahave. Think about how big his body is. How could he carry that much? Our money did who? We're measuring it based on relative to their measures. Hachanam mishani did who? Same thing. 7 years for a mosquito might be a couple hours in our time. So that's what it meant. Okay, tenatam. Behema balat chamesh raglayim. If you have an animal that has five legs, o she'en al shalosh, or has three, hareza mum. As far as mumun go for the mizbeach. For lo shanu ela shechaser v'yater b'yad. That's only if it has an extra foreleg. But if it's missing or has an extra back leg, then it's also a trefa. My time, kol yater kanatul dami. Any time that you have an extra one, this is something we saw earlier in the parak, it's as if also that it's missing. All right, meaning that one extra is like one missing. This is the back, way back with Rav with the yateret and chaser and chalufa. There was a particular animal that had two of those maybe appendixes that we saw earlier, sanya divi, the thing the wolves hate. Aitula Ravina, but tarfa mi Ravuna, he declared a treif based on Ravuna's ruling, because it was yater, it was something that was extra. But if the two parts connected to each other and their liquids mixed, then kshera, because it's one big one. Hey, gov to the havi nafka mi bekasi luhuv lila. There was a tube inside the body of an animal that would go from one stomach to the other, kind of brought things together. Saravashi the Mitrafa, I thought it should be trefa. Ravuna Barem Mar Barchi al Ravashi, call Hani Chivi Brighta Hachi Lu. All the animals outside, all the wild animals have this. So it's not trefa. Who golfed out of an Abra Bekasi Lakarsa, now it went from the Beta Koso to the Keras, to the first stomach. Saravashi Lachshuri, he thought it should be Kashi, but Ravashaya Atukulu Bachada Machita Machtinu, you're going to consider all the stomachs the same? Hechadit Mar Itmar, we have a thing about the second and third stomach. But if we don't have a statement about the first stomach to other stomachs, we don't, and therefore it really is a trefa. He natan bar shila rav tabchaya. He was the shochet at Tzipori, the head shochet in Tzipori. Ifnei Rebbe al shnei bnei meayim ayutzim na rabbe ma keachad shi trefa. When you have two sets of intestines that come out of one animal, that is a trefa. That's what we all regard it. Uchenegdan ba'olf kshera. But if you have the same thing in a bird, it's kshera, which is a little bit against Levi's rule. That's only if they come out of two different places. If they come out of one place and they meet together at the point, which is as fine as a finger's breadth, then kshera. Consider one extensive one. That's only if, according to one of them, that's only if they later mix and interweave. No, they don't have to interweave. That's what he said, because they mix together. What does ad ke'etzpa mean? Ad ke'etzpa milamata. Meaning that it doesn't mean how close they are to each other, but how close they are when they combine, how close they are to the rectum. Okay, the end of the Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda Omer Inut Lahanutza Psula. If the inner feathers are taken, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel Amru Devar Echad, something that Abai usually does to align Tanaim. Hunan Amran, Rabbi Shmuel. Now, where did Rabbi Shmuel say the same thing? Rabbi Shmuel Omer Hanutza Mitzarefet, right? That he said that piece of bird is mitzarefet, meaning if you consider that and other parts of the bird that you're going to eat after time, it makes a pigul, and that nutzah counts towards the kazayit. So in other words, it's part of the animal. Rava dimalohi, maybe they don't agree. Ad kalakum rehuda hachayel inyan trefa. You only said about trefa, the lake amidi maginale. Once it's gone, the chest is bare and there's nothing to protect it, so it's dead. Maybe he agrees with the rabbanon about pigul that it is not part of the meat. Maybe he only said about ifgule, about pigul, inyan trefa, gulelo megin. But when it comes to a trefa, maybe that feather doesn't really protect anything, and therefore it doesn't render it a trefa. So we really reject Rabbi Yochanan's alignment of Rabbi Yehuda with Rabbi Rabbi Yishmael about the role of the Nutzah. Okay, we will pause at this point and pick it up with the next Mishnah in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.